As the beloved K17 speaks his heart to us, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him and to draw forth from the great central sun every power at its command to clothe us in that which will serve him and fulfill beloved Saint Germain's divine plan for the protection of all that is constructive within our borders, and especially beloved General MacArthur on the national defense and all under this radiation. Enable us to have cosmic strength to hold that protection everywhere with full victory for all eternity. Beloved ones, it is with great joy that we have a few moments visit with you tonight. And as I take you into the source of power to help you stand against the destructive forces of the outer world, I want you to feel that you come to a physical place wherein the power is gathered to hold protection for that which is constructive, and for all who are willing to purify themselves from the human creation of the outer world. Because unless the life streams of mankind are willing to purify the outer self, well, then they must go through the suffering activities which their impurity impose upon them. But we who guard nations with cosmic powers, indescribable in your words, have many ways and means of thwarting the plans of those who are determined to destroy. Therefore, since this which has been imposed upon your nation has been deliberately planned for centuries to be driven against all who try to hold to God's purity and perfection, then naturally, the great law that governs the nation and the world has provided a way and means of standing against the destructive forces in the hour when they think they're going to succeed. There are other people who can think in the universe just as well as they, but not along their lines. Therefore, since it is my responsibility to govern the inner secret service of the world, those who want my illumination may have it to protect themselves if they so desire. And if they want it, they must hold close to me. Therefore, in national emergencies, wherein the inner powers of the ascended masters are drawn into outer physical action to offset frightful destructive things, then those whom we have in the physical octave and through whom we can pour the power that we have gathered to offset this thing means that in emergencies wherein that power is going to be needed, there must be certain human beings purified, strong, fearless, absolutely immovable in their decision to wipe out that which dishonors God. You may have all the strength in the universe that you want to make the outer self as strong as you want to make it. Stand against that which seeks to destroy the good God has placed here. Therefore, do not feel that you're at the mercy of these forces that want to destroy you. We want to protect you. We want to save America. We have drawn this momentum that can protect anything from the cosmic law permits our use of this in the physical octave to prevent destructive forces having their way. Therefore, if you want this full momentum which I direct in your outer use, then just demand that whatever requirements the cosmic law demands of you in the outer obedience to enable you to wield this power to save the nation, that your beloved I Am Presence takes command of the outer self and prepares it to wield this power. And if I were you, I would acknowledge I am the cosmic law's victorious miracles of America's protection without limit and outer physical action. And they come forth to control that which the people do not even know sometimes is acting. You begin the use of this, realizing always that miracles are God's ways uninterfered with by mankind. Therefore, if you begin to use the law of miracles, it will draw into your outer activities many of these inner powers of your own life streams that ought to now be serving you in outer action. Now you may have the miracles of health, the miracles of illumination, the miracles of protection, the miracles of wisdom and directing intelligence, the miracles of obedience and control. Always that means God's way of perfection, managing the outer so it cannot escape and serve the human forces. Call forth your miracle supply of God's boundless wealth, your miracle powers of your beloved I Am Presence in your outer action, and you will find many, many forces serving you that tonight you do not even know about. This will open the floodgates to many blessings to you all. And dear ones, acknowledge yourselves as the cosmic law's victorious action of the open door to God and all that God's perfection wants to manifest in the outer life. Take your stand. I am the cosmic law's miracle victorious powers of the open door to God's limitless perfection. Keep charging this into the atmosphere about you. You do not need to know how it's going to act at the present moment. Just charge it forth, and it will act in any way whenever the requirement is at hand. often take this statement, I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of God's boundless abundance, miracle action, the law of miracle action, which means the law of perfection's action in the physical world. And then in order to hold protection and give yourselves illumination ahead in things you require in the outer world, make your demand for the miracle illumination of the outer mind by the ascended master's consciousness that at all times knows the right thing to do. Keep charging yourselves with the cosmic law's miracle action of victory without limit, power and strength inexhaustible, protection immortal and invincible against the human everywhere. I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of my mastery. I am the cosmic laws, miracle use of all the powers of my being which I am. I am the cosmic laws, miracle control of everything destructive. This makes you master, dear hearts. And we need this in outer physical action. But you need to send it forth with dynamic power and so shatter everything human around you that as the flame begins to reach out farther and farther, destructive forces recede. And that which you have been calling for begins to manifest naturally, automatically, wherever you are. Often called forth, the cosmic law's miracle action of the great central sun magnet's love, of the ascended master's immortal protection, of the cosmic law's divine plan fulfilled. Now notice, the cosmic law's miracle action of the cosmic law's divine plan fulfilled for America and for all who want to protect America. And if I were you, in order to give greater protection to those who seek to save America from this frightful thing, I would give them help every day through this call. I am the cosmic law's miracle protection for all who want to protect and save America's freedom. And you will find a power gathering in and around you that to the outer world will seem miraculous, but it is really just natural. It's just your use of energy qualified with the cosmic law's perfection. That cosmic law is always master over everything in this world. Call forth your miracle mastery, precious ones. Call forth your victorious mastery, your immortal mastery, your cosmic mastery over everything human. Oh, dear ones, you have but to say these things, meaning every word of it, with intense feeling, to move into outer command the power that changes conditions. Heavens knows they need changing. You demand the miracle rescue of America by such cosmic light as none have ever seen. And you give me then many, many open doors through those calls through which those legions who come under my direction will seek out that which would try to disturb you. I would take care of it ahead of time. There is no use letting these forces come into the outer. They don't have to. If you hold close to us, our power is continually acting then to undo anything that would bring disaster to the nation. We know what's going on. Mankind can't fool us. We can find out anything we want to. But the outer way and means of handling it must be by our control through the use of the light rays if mankind are going to avoid being caught or fastened to the mass accumulation of destruction. It's only when you know this law that you can hold protection enough to render the service without being caught in the whirlwind of the mass destruction, which is just like so much quicksand. And when you begin to acknowledge the cosmic laws, miracle action of the various qualities you want, then our ascended master power stands awaiting the opportunity to dash through and remove that destruction which is intended. In other words, our power of cosmic momentum, when drawn into the outer by conscious command, is the prevention of a thing instead of the correction. There's no use letting these forces come into the outer and ruin more of your nation or your people. When this momentum stands ready to come in and prevent what destruction is intended. And were you to ever start in to build a momentum of the cosmic laws, miracle action of the cosmic light, they'll see other things beside flying saucers. They'll see a lot of other things. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? And precious ones, I want to give you a secret tonight. If you'll use it in time, it'll render tremendous service. When you begin to feel yourselves getting a little weary, don't wait till you're so dead tired you're just ready to drop and can't move any farther before you make the call. When you find yourselves getting a little weary or a little under tension, stop a moment and make your call to your presence to flood you with the liquid cosmic light. I'll let you proceed. You see, if you catch these things ahead of time, you really will never have anything very distressing to handle in the outer. But when you become too tired because of the incessant demands of the outer, you don't draw the added energy that you require into yourself soon enough. And then a struggle is on. And it's the same thing in the nation. If the people had been awake as much 10 years ago or 20 years ago to the forces that were creeping into your government as they are today, this thing never could come about. But what's done's done. We have to face what's here now and keep calling the cosmic laws miracle control of this thing. Demand the cosmic laws miracle action by blast every plan before it can come into outer action. It would be destructive. The cosmic law, my dear ones, means those cosmic beings who supply the energy to this whole world for the manifestations that are here. Therefore, when you say the cosmic laws action, it is paramount to saying beloved Sanal Kumara's action, beloved Sanal Kumara's miracle action of the cosmic light or the sacred fire or whatever you require. Try to understand when you say, I am the cosmic law. You are acknowledging or connecting in outer acceptance your own life's flame with these cosmic beings who rule the whole world. Therefore, when you say, I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of the sacred fire that prevents all destructive plans from action. Well, then you draw the ascended master's action, connected with your own life flame. And when that goes forth, there's no question about your victory. The beloved mighty victory has tried to make this very plain to all of you. The mighty Elam of Peace gave you plenty of proof Sunday of his flame of peace uniting with your life and making you feel his peace. Therefore, if you take your stand that I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of immortal peace, and I am its victory everywhere, well, in the midst of turmoil, you would still hold the flame that would control outer conditions and give you protection. So try to use from now on this which will release the natural powers of your life streams, but that are much more powerful in outer use than anything you know of now. There are many things that could be given you in an emergency and would do wonders for you if you had a momentum of this acknowledgement already built within your mental and feeling world, or just charged into the atmosphere about you by your own spoken word. When you speak those words with feeling and dynamic command, the force goes out. Why, it's vibration, dear hearts, that compels that condition to come into outer existence. Try to live closely in this. And if you need our power, just acknowledge the cosmic law's miracle action of our flame that reveals what you need to know, that prevents destruction acting, that stands your guard, gives the wisdom, or whatever power is necessary. And oh dear ones, I'm the cosmic law's miracle power. What do you want? That's it, isn't it? If you don't want power, or you don't need more power to offset the energy of destructive forces, well, you will. I can say it that way.
You
just better gather the power. This is God power. You don't have to be afraid of it. Miracle power is what? Perfection's power. God's perfection power. Stand your guard. Your heart, you've got to have power. If you're afraid to use it, God help you. The destructive forces aren't afraid to use theirs. So I want you to have all the miracle power that you know how to call for. Because miracle power, the cosmic law's miracle power to do a thing, means the cosmic being's miracle power, perfection's power to handle these situations in the outer. Speak often if you need to know things ahead, or that the nation needs to have things revealed, so public opinion will arise and correct things. Take your stand. I am the cosmic law's miracle revelation, miracle illumination, miracle explanation of all that is required in the outer to hold the people free from destructive forces. Take your stand. I am the cosmic laws. Miracle purity with such strength and power that it raises all into that purity which God can use, the I Am Presence can use to protect all that is constructive. It takes your acknowledgement, dear ones. You may be tired of giving decrees, but I don't believe you are. I'm very, very grateful that you've been ready to hammer away here like a pile driver. Thank you, blessed ones, all my heart. Won't you be seated, please? And it is well that you have drawn that power through these decrees in this class thus far. And now, you can hold whatever picture you desire, whether it be the ring passing out of blue flame or whatever gives you the feeling of safety and security. Would you begin to acknowledge, I am the cosmic law's miracle action of the protecting flame required here to hold command. The miracle flame, the cosmic law's victorious action of the miracle flame, the cosmic law's miracle flame, the cosmic law's miracle flame. Of their mother protection here. Try this out. I'm charging this throughout the city tonight. Don't mind if I'm getting dynamic. It won't hurt you. Thank you, precious ones, and take your stand. I am the cosmic law's miracle flame of cosmic protection here. Cosmic control here. cosmic power here that does everything that's necessary to fulfill the divine plan. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Seems like the dictation's mostly decrees tonight, isn't it? Well, they're going to work for some time to come. Now when you give those decrees, when you say, I'm the cosmic laws, miracle control here, it's paramount to saying, I am Sana Kumara's miracle control here. You see, where you say, I am the cosmic law, remember, that means cosmic beings who are authority for this whole system of worlds. So it isn't just an idea in your mind like an abstract principle somewhere. These are beings who issue a fiat and the flame blazes to be sustained forever. Those who can give the fire element, those who manifest here and there whatever perfection they desire. So these I Am Law decrees will mean far more to you after tonight than they have thus far. You begin to say, I am the law, or I am the cosmic laws. Miracle action here. With paramount to saying, you are the silent watcher, the sub-beloved Lord Maitreya, beloved Son of Kumaras. Miracle control, miracle action. Miracle flame. Miracle victory. Miracle freedom. Miracle power. My dear hearts, when you acknowledge that, it has to exist and act in the outer for you. And those great beings blaze the flame that will do anything. And you've got to have this fire element. That is Ukiah. When you speak of the cosmic light, when you say, I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of the cosmic light, well, dear hearts, that means substance and light from our octave. That would be like an ocean of force into any condition. Always feel, dear hearts, when you're trying to correct conditions in the outer, form the habit of holding the picture in the mind of whatever flame or light substance or light rays you're calling into a condition, but you call forth an ocean of it, enough to wipe out the whole thing in one flash, so that the mind forms a habit of drawing all the cosmic powers required to handle anything, no matter how vicious, in the human. That what you call forth is so infinitely greater that it's like the ocean was turned loose of that flame into a condition, and it's gone. It's just absolutely dissolved in a moment. If you form the habit of always holding the picture of that which is so much more powerful, that what seems destructive is just like a pinpoint compared to the force of the flame that you draw forth, your mind gets a habit of accepting that greater power, and your feeling automatically releases them and lets it act. That prevents doubt and fear any longer qualifying the energy of your feeling world. Oh my, I could talk all night. When you say, I am the cosmic laws, miracle feeling. Here, what do you think that means? That means a combined feeling of all the cosmic beings. all the perfection that is required here to produce mastery. You work on that. Demand that all the energy in your world be qualified forever for the cosmic laws, miracle feeling of mastery and perfection without limit. If you go to town on that feeling world, you will absolutely knock the props out of everything that is of limitation. I am the cosmic law's miracle blasting of all limitation. How do you like that? Now, thank you, precious ones. While you're standing a moment, will you hold this picture? I am the cosmic laws, miracle leashing of every destructive force driven against America. Mankind through the centuries has been told that Satan shall be bound for 1,000 years. That's a metaphorical way of speaking of it. But when you say, I am the cosmic law's miracle leashing of every destructive force, it means right then the ascended master circle of blue flame closes in upon it, and it is bound until it is purified. Won't you be seated, please? You can do the same thing with your human desires. I am the cosmic law's miracle leashing of every human habit and desire in the outer world until it is annihilated. In other words, you seize it and bind it and stop its action till it's consumed. These things have to be put into outer action, dear hearts. Oh my, your blessed decrees that have gone forth, precious ones, if you could see, that's almost like every word you have spoken in these decrees is like a flash of flame into the atmosphere after we take it. And when you realize what that can burn out of the atmosphere over your city or your nation, it is help that is boundless. And another powerful statement. I am the cosmic law's miracle friends to protect America. I am the cosmic law's miracle friends to carry this I am knowledge everywhere with full power. The cosmic law's miracle friends to blaze the victory of this I am presence everywhere forever. Dear hearts, you will find the people will awaken and arise by the thousands as you set this into action. And that's what I'm here for tonight. Just think of it, precious ones. Miracle friends to blaze the victory of this light without limit and save the people forever. Please be seated and thank you. America must have friends, my dear ones. America must have this call tonight. America must have all the friends you can call forth into outer action and teach the destructive forces that their prophecies will drive them to the compound. Thank you so much. I am the cosmic law's miracle friends raised up that now save America everywhere. You can use this for any nation from whence you come. And I, dear ones, you issue the fiat. The powers of light are waiting, and the powers of the sacred fire will answer at the slightest opportunity. Call into outer action. I am the cosmic law's miracle, victorious government of the nation of freedom, and the I Am Presence takes command of its own and blasts all unlike itself forever. Thank you so much, precious ones. I will not keep you longer, but the dynamic force released here tonight has gone forth into the atmosphere, and we shall continue to fan it with your decrees as you take these up, use them individually or in your groups until that flame keeps surging. And when it reaches a certain intensity, from the momentum of your decrees, then it will be as if a great wind struck into your decrees with a flame that would fan and expand it quickly until the destructive forces are caught and controlled. And that is what the great angel, in whose crown blazes the word union, meant when he said, "The light of 1,000 suns shall break." And not all the whole world put together could stand against it. Let this cosmic light break in and around all that concerns America's light and freedom. Beloved General MacArthur and those blessed ones in the national defense, who are trying to stand against the frightful things driven against them. Keep calling forth your victory for their protection. The cosmic law's miracle protection, a miracle savior of America. Call forth the cosmic law's miracle savior of America and see what happens. Thank you, precious ones, and use the statement, "I am the cosmic law's miracle I Am Presence in the government of this land. I am the cosmic law's miracle I Am Presence in the channels of your national defense. I am the cosmic law's miracle I Am Presence, victorious forever in the feelings of your people. that now arise, and the cosmic light blazes to the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now let there be the victory of light eternal by that beloved I Am presence, victorious in and through the nation and through the world. Thank you. Won't you be seated, please? Now I will enfold you in that cosmic law's miracle action of the victorious love of these cosmic beings who give through that everything to move into outer action and shut off the frightful dishonor to life. May everything that our octave can give flood now into your worlds as great oceans of these miracle powers and miracle friends to do quickly all that is required at your call. May the legions of the angelic host come also to your assistance when you acknowledge I am the cosmic law's miracle presence of the angelic host of immortal protection. Take your command in America and make mankind see you face to face. And evil shall die. In the fullness of the guarding presence of the angelic host and the love of the great cosmic beings who are the cosmic lot of this earth, do I enfold you tonight. And may every particle of their flame come into outer action through you and render this service now and forbid destruction any further. May my legions stand your guard, for my legions are your miracle friends, and may their victory take its dominion in the nation quickly. Send us your calls, and we will do everything the cosmic law permits, which means that the great beings permit, to teach mankind that which will awaken them, and of their own free will, make them want to give obedience that sets them free. May every power of the sacred fire, every power of the cosmic light, every power of the great central sun magnet, that beloved I Am present in the great central sun, come now into outer physical action with those activities of the sacred fire and the miracles of such power that the pressure automatically carries you forward untouched by the destruction that seeks to envelop the earth. And call to us, and we will answer you and ask, and we shall receive everything that we can give to quickly bring your freedom into the heart of that great cosmic law of God's, the mighty I Am presence, miracle flames. Do I commend you tonight to feel their presence till the fullness of their powers release through you to govern conditions in the outer world till perfection has claimed all into eternal freedom through the ascension. I thank you for your presence here tonight, and I trust my love will come back to you to prove my gratitude throughout eternity. Good night. Beloved K-17, thank you for eternity for this night. May our love and service to the light prove our gratitude and love to you. Make us the cosmic laws. Miracle light that annihilates all shadows forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such immortal power, miracle power of the cosmic light, that as it moves into outer action, is the defense of all that is of the light, is the protection for all that is constructive forever. Beloved Daddy, the words of the benediction clothe us in the cosmic laws, miracle powers, to do everything required to assist beloved Saint Germain to set America free and shut off from this earth all that is of darkness. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty K-17. Thank all your legions and all the cosmic beings who are trying to guard the earth. And may the fullness of our obedience be great enough now to do everything they require, so that there goes forth all that is necessary to shut off destruction from this earth forever. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaros, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call for your visible, tangible presence with us as soon as possible. Wrap your sevenfold flame, the seven mighty Elohim, around everybody and everything under this radiation, especially all we hold near and dear, all who call to us for help and protection, for whom we call forth, and all who come unto us. And make it so terrific in its outer miracle powers that the human dare not approach ever again. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one of the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and blazing forth every action of the sacred fire necessary to blast all destruction from America and the world. Let that flame blaze and compel all else to take the consequences. And we thank thee forever. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that world-enfolding flame that puts an end to the sinister force on this earth, even as our heart's call goes forth tonight. And may that come quickly into all outer action. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation, to be expanded without limit, till it covers the earth to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all. And we stand at attention to our presence till that is made manifest everywhere. May all under this radiation tonight know and feel I am the cosmic laws, miracle action of that victorious, mighty I Am presence, controlling everything for all eternity under the perfection of the ascension. We thank thee forever. As we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all activities of the sacred fire necessary, and all powers of the cosmic law brought into outer physical action to forever annihilate all that is not a set of master perfection with full power.